Hi there, Gia.
Hi, Keish. How's the old noggin?
The noggin's still not 100%, but it's
Oh
much
my
better than it
gosh.
was. Yeah, I
Wow.
think this is what's called a rebound headache, which is
Rebounding from another headache, or?
kind of, yeah, it's what happens when you take headache medicine for too many days in a row.
Oh,
Yeah.
and
So
then you stop.
you got to go cold turkey to sort of reset the brain.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, but I
Sorry.
think the worst
Well,
is over. Thank you.
okay. All right. I hope you were able to suffer through hospital in spite
Well,
of.
hospital was kind of, it was a very good distraction because it is hard to think about anything else, when you're watching the excitement on the screen.
It was kind of an exciting day. I thought we were better. I was less annoyed.
Yeah, the past 2 days were both pretty good, right?
I was more entertained and less annoyed. I mean, still critical because that's my nature,
Yeah, and
but
they still have these problems on the screen, which could be replaced with characters we actually like.
yeah, characters we want to know about, but
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. So today's Thursday, so what are we talking?
Yeah, well,
Two,
so we learned
three,
about
yeah.
so Brando was the victim.
Brando was the biggie, I feel like. And do we know anything in real life about him possibly leaving the show? Like, is it possible that they would let this character die
Oh,
on the
I don't
table
know.
here?
I only saw one little sort of headline that said that he wasn't, so but I don't know if that's true or not. So
That he was or that he wasn't?
that he wasn't leaving, but I
Wasn't
don't know.
leaving,
I
yeah.
didn't
Okay.
really
Yeah,
read
I haven't
it.
seen it all over, but I just thought suddenly, like, well, maybe they do that to us, you know?
Yeah.
Which I always approve when they do something bold like that, even if I like the character,
Yeah,
you know?
even if the ramifications are terrible, because
Yeah, just.
Sasha and Gladys would both be just shattered.
Oh, yeah, it would be huge, but, you know, but the one time they did it was with Franco. It was like,
Yeah.
what? You know, that was
Yeah.
like, yeah, so I
And
guess I
that, yeah,
shouldn't
I guess
be
we're still
hoping for that.
baffled because that actor is still on the show, so
Yeah, like, did somebody make a mistake somewhere? And but it,
maybe he
they're
got the
like,
wrong
well, we don't have
script.
time to film anything new.
I memorized these lines, so these are the
That's
lines I'm gonna say.
So probably Brando will make it through, even though we had the one like classic, you know, TJ
Yeah.
looking
Oh,
like, oh my
yeah.
God, you know, and of course that
Yeah.
wasn't anything, but now we've got him unstable again, so.
Right. Yeah, they're gonna jerk us around for a while there.
And we had Christina back, which was quite nice.
Yes,
We just
and
assume in a parallel universe, she's been going to work every day, managing the bar. We just don't see it.
Yeah, and the question is why? Why don't we
In
see her more often?
much in the same way that Phyllis apparently hands out food at the end of the
Right.
night. And
Right.
we've
But
forgotten all
where
about
is
Phyllis.
Phyllis? Yeah,
Yeah.
two interesting characters who
And
we know
yet,
would have interesting
Cody, every
conversation.
single day,
Every day,
Cody
Cody and or
and
Drew.
Drew. Yep.
Yep. Yep. But Christina
Yeah.
delivered a lovely scream, a series of screams, I
Wow.
thought.
Yeah. She was like, totally. That
No.
was good. That's
Yeah,
got to be
that's what
hard.
you want. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever screamed like that. I don't
Yeah,
think.
I don't think I have either.
I just
Interesting.
haven't had occasion to. I mean, I'm
You
not saying it won't happen,
haven't had occasion
but.
to. Yeah, I know, and the things that may make some people scream might not be the things that make us scream also.
Yeah, I guess that's we could make a list like what makes you scream? But and I really like Christina and Sonny together. Like I feel like
Yeah,
their
I do too.
father-daughter bond is a nice one and she like really needs him and he's yeah, it's
Yeah.
nice to see.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. And speaking of father-daughter bonds,
Yeah.
it's
Did my father
good.
call you or something? Was my
No.
father annoying you?
No, I wouldn't mind a call from Jack.
Be
I'm sure
careful
he
what you
wouldn't.
wish for.
Well, don't give out my
He's
number or
pretty
anything,
bored.
but Jack? No, you know how we're always complaining that Drew talks about how Scout is so important to him, but yet we never
Oh.
see them together. So
yeah,
the one,
I wanted
the
to
one,
talk about that scene. Yeah.
That scene was like, are you kidding me? They finally
can,
have
can
a
we
child.
The worst world. Parenting award goes to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what kid doesn't love to sit alone at a table at a restaurant? You
at
know?
A fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
Kids love fancy restaurants.
Yeah. And he said two words to her. He couldn't sit down and have dessert with them. No.
No. No.
You know, it's just like, what? Just stop
and I don't
it.
Believe that he's even going to show up and take her to the first day of school.
Know,
he's going to blow her off because
he
he's going to go be with Carly.
Yeah. She's not answering her phone.
He did not score any points with me there.
That was so dumb. And it was weird how they had this whole like stupid manufactured like chemistry between him and Sam. Like they know each other so well, you know?
I thought that was like and not only did they brush off Scout once, it was like more than once.
She comes over. It's just like
That was suck. It was sad. It was kind of sad.
She's like an orphan with her parents right there.
And in the meantime, Drew's still like a little like a lusting teenage boy, like, come on, Carly, pick up.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Scout should have been abducted. That would have taught him a lesson.
Oh my God, that would have been something.
You know,
wow.
Like right under
look at
their
your
noses.
Brain being evil. Yeah. Look at your. Yeah, like Uncle Victor comes along and. Hello, Scout.
It's been a while since I nabbed a child. You can bring your creme brulee.
You would make an excellent companion for Charlotte, old boy.
Do you like ponies? We do a good British accent, turns out.
I was just thinking it was pretty bad. Okay, speaking of accents.
Oh, yeah. The Southern lady competition is heating up.
Yeah. I feel like that little, like, whatever the hell's going on with Carly right now, like, that's pretty interesting. I was...
It kind of has, like, a Christmas Carol feel to it. Like, the ghosts of Christmas past.
Yeah, at first
future.
I was like... I mean, of course we thought there was a plane crash, but...
Yeah, you do.
But then we had her with the, like, the woman in the complete wardrobe from Chico's that was just... dispensing like old woman wisdom, you know, even though she wasn't really old enough or haggy enough to.
And she's yanking at her needlepoint or whatever it was.
Oh, pardon
in a very
me.
Annoying manner. It was.
That's what bothered you about that scene?
That was one thing.
She
we
wasn't
didn't get
being
to see
gentle
the actual...
with her knee.
Yeah, that just didn't ring true as a needle artist.
Yeah, we didn't say as a needle artist. I think that might be tattoos if you're a needle artist.
Could be, yeah.
We didn't get to see the dog. There was no actual dog, so that was disappointing.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you get us excited, there's a dog, but no dog.
Yeah.
And she's given all this like homespun kind of like, I'm a wise old woman, even though she looks like a chic, you know, I don't know what was going on there. So that was kind of randomy. And like, was that an actress we were supposed to be excited about or something? Or like,
I think, I don't know about that one. The one that she met later on is an actress we're supposed to know.
The high society mother of her.
That was another like way over the top kind of.
Yeah, it had
character.
Me wondering, like, I didn't look anything up, but I was kind of like, I don't know what a Jacksonville, Florida accent sounds like, but I'm guessing
not
that.
I don't think it's that.
Because, you know, I live in Florida and it's such a melting pot down here. You really don't meet too many natives, but I do know a few actual people born and raised in Florida, and I couldn't even pinpoint their accent really.
I don't think Florida is known to have an accent.
But that woman was doing like a deep like South Carolina or something, you know, like South Carolina on steroids in a play.
Tennessee Williams play.
In a Tennessee Williams play, not just in any play,
right.
But yeah, so do you think there'll be a third old woman? Like, is that what you were feeling? Like we were going to have the three encounters, and she would find. So it's Carly like confronting who she is, kind of, huh?
Right, right, yeah. And which I suppose will be more rewarding than anything she could have learned at Aruba. The Aruba.
I'm just thankful we don't actually have scenes of she and Drew in Aruba with Drew's wife in real life, and just
awkward,
like people catching each other for trust.
Trust falls,
but maybe that'll still happen. I don't know, but I like that they're taking her on this little flight of fancy.
I
don't know. I wasn't expecting it, so anything I'm not expecting, I kind of like.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is,
and she does have kind of a rich backstory. You know, Carly. Mm-hmm. She always has had that, like. She sashayed into town for revenge,
right?
From this,
her mama was a whore.
No. Well, wait. Who
her
was
biological
her real...
Bobby?
Oh, Bobby. You're right, right, right. Bobby was a whore. Yeah. but I was thinking, like, the mother that raised her was
right,
like a
right.
Yeah. Which I think we even had a character that played that woman for a while.
I think
we
did, yeah. I don't think they were any picnic, her adoptive parents.
Was there a father? I don't even think there was a father.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Like Frank, was he the one who...
was he the father that... It's very tangled up.
Yeah, I think he was the father that sold Nell's kidney.
So I wonder if this is all leading to some encounter with Nell again or something?
Ooh. Ooh, yikes.
I don't know. That's I just scary. Wonder what the hell they're doing here.
I know. It feels way on a left field, and I guess I'm open to to following this wherever it goes, but, you know.
Okay. Well, good. All right.
Although I was thinking today that, you know, I'd still like to see some other characters that we haven't seen in a while, you know, like Liesl and Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like how they just get trotted in for a little comic relief, you know, every now and then.
Well, what else? Who else did we see? We had Joss. Mm-hmm. Joss revealed to Trina that Dex was in the dumpster with her.
Yeah, Joss.
And Trina was unapproving.
A pretty tangled web, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, let's see. We had more hanging out at the pool at night, which is a weird sort of date night. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I guess it's sort of a cheap outing, but
I guess so. Yeah.
Put your feet in the pool and they had iced tea. Not that I am going to talk more about iced tea.
I know. I thought you might be very excited about that.
Well,
it really does sort of beg the question, you know. Are they getting some sort of some money for promoting
Lipton? From Lipton, that'd be funny if there was still like soaps like with commercials. And now to Lipton for a delicious.
Well, yeah, and they have done a lot of like sort of obvious, you know, product placement here and there, but not in a little while.
They have? What have they had? I don't remember that.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to remember now, Gia. No, I can't tell you right now.
All right.
They did try it, and it was a little jarring.
Too awkward. Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I used to buy a brand of coffee called Cafe Bustelo.
Yeah, I've seen that at
the
store.
It's like an espresso. Yeah. And I started seeing that in shows. Like, I remember way back when, 2 1/2 Men, they had that on there all the time. And then I saw it in other shows. Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, gotten much higher in price. And so I'm sorry that it was in a lot of shows because it was sort of under the radar. And I was like, man, this is really good coffee. And it wasn't expensive. But
anyway, interesting.
So, we had more iced tea, but I don't want to get into that because you got so angry. You really, that was a headache talking. But I feel like people were pretty interested in that. I could feel how people were interested.
You felt like they were.
Yeah, I could feel it.
Okay. All right, Gia.
Speaking of beverages, slightly off topic, but kind of Ava related. But my experience tonight, I have learned that sometimes a martini, like part of what makes a martini is the accoutrements, like the chilled glass. Because just a plastic cup of gin with an olive in it
doesn't
really feel like a martini.
No, and I wouldn't think so. Is that what you had what tonight?
That's what I was served tonight. I thought I'll ask. You know, I was like, can you guys make a martini? And they were like, sure. So I, oh, cool. Okay. Cause I'm, you know, I'm not drinking beer now. And, and that I got a little plastic, white plastic cup with some, and I didn't even watch cause I was talking to somebody. I don't know what gin it was, but it wasn't.
Dear. Yeah. It that was, sounds like a waste of a beverage, doesn't it?
It was a little rough. It was a little rough.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Gosh.
It wet the whistle, but it was kind of rough. Yeah. So I realized once again, I'm just a sucker for the romance of the cocktail.
Well, sure.
The shaker and the very cold glass. And
Okay. Well, now you know.
Now I know. You got to watch what kind of establishment you're in. If they stir stuff in plastic cups.
Like, read the room. And, know what you can expect or what they might do well. Is there anything they might do well there, Gia?
They would do beer well.
Yeah, so I guess you'll have to start drinking beer there, I guess.
Maybe just water.
It would have been nice if Ava had had a nice martini in her hospital room.
Yeah, did you notice, like, the sheets did look kind of more like designer sheets?
They did, definitely, yeah. They were like, there's like a triple sort of a...
There was like a little satin piping on it. Yeah. What do you, speaking of Ava and Ava and Nicholas, so we seem to have had a breakthrough there, like there's a possible reunion happening. Are you buying it?
Well, I sort of want to, but I imagine it's going to take Ava a very long time to get past what Nicholas has done. There's going to be some sort of grand gesture or something, you know, that she needs, I think.
Yeah, he should just let her have a freebie with somebody of her choice.
Yeah, that's a good solution.
I should be a marriage counselor, huh?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Who would she have the freebie with, do you think?
I don't know. Austin?
Somebody that would really, like, would it deeply wound Nicholas? Would you want to pick someone?
Sonny
that
again?
Sonny, yeah.
Sonny hates him. He hates Sonny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who it would need to be.
Can't get her hands on Spencer for a few months. Unless you can do a
well,
conjugal.
That, I mean, I have mentioned that possibility before, the Spencer one, and that would really wound deeply all around.
All around. I think that would wound. Yeah. I don't know if they'd ever be able to come back from that.
It'd be hot, though. I'd like it.
It would be hot. I kind of feel like maybe they would start to warm up to each other in a real way.
Yeah, think so too. And they'd be like,
and Nicholas would be
Nicholas,
like,
what a boob.
This sure did backfire. I like, though, when she said he was like stupid and shallow and he's like, you know.
That's his argument now, is that I'm a stupid bad boy and that's what you like about me.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I think she likes that you were a bad boy, but not that you're so stupid.
Right.
I mean, nobody likes stupid.
Nobody likes stupid. Not in a boyfriend or a husband.
I don't think so. Unless they're even a lot better looking than that. I don't know. And even then.
Yeah.
But so I'm not sure. I have mixed feelings about it too. I'm like, well, I guess I want them back together, but. I don't know. But it was big of Sonny to go in and clear it, let him know he was in the clear, at least.
Yep. Sonny was pretty civil in that little moment there. So do we think it was Dex was the hook guy?
No.
No, because you love Dex now. My God.
I think it's somehow it's Ryan, but I don't know how to. Well, I mean, he's our evil Resident Evil creature at the moment.
Let's think now. I guess Ryan might attack Ava. Why would he attack Brando?
Yeah. Oh, just random, you know.
Just to make it look random.
Yeah, or just because
Ava wasn't a target. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I did also like that, you know, how we were wondering about the what the hooks were, and they went into
they
a long explanation.
It, yeah.
I was like, hey, they heard us. It's like a gaffing hook. Yeah. Fish gaffer. Like, how big are the fish in that lake that you need these massive hooks to?
Yeah.
I can't get this sunfish in. Get the hook.
Wow, I felt like I was in a fishing boat just now. That was so authentic.
You've probably never been in a fishing boat in your life, have you?
I think once I went deep sea fishing with my brothers.
Did you really? Wow.
I didn't. I was just like a passenger, you know. I didn't have a fishing rod. I don't.
I always got left behind because they were pretty. My brothers did that too, on a few trips in Florida, and I was too little, and they were like, nobody's bringing you back if you throw up, you know, so they're like, if we go out, we're going for the day and we're not bringing you back. And I was like, yeah, probably shouldn't go.
Yeah. So. Poor Chia. Yeah. Well, it wasn't any fun. I don't remember having any fun.
Did you catch any big fish?
I don't think they did, no.
You battled the great white. It's a shack.
I know. It would be much more exciting these days.
In the head.
Wow. Yeah. You're just like channeling all kinds of characters, Gia. Gosh.
That's
that
one of my favorites.
It's that ghetto martini.
Did you like Jaws?
You had literally a dirty martini, didn't you?
It was kind of dirty. I couldn't even, I honestly dumped it out. I couldn't, I drank as much as I could, and then I'm like, I just can't even do it.
Well, bad gin is really bad. If they gave you
bad gin, that's a song. It could be a song. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Did you see Jaws? Was that part of your childhood?
Jaws was one of my original scary movies that had a deep impact on me.
Yeah. It had a deep impact on everybody. We were like, wouldn't swim anymore. Like, no. Yeah. Don't make me go in there.
Scary shit. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay. General Hospital. And so the back to Sasha, Brando, Gladys. Nina's in the comforting zone there.
Nice. I kind of like her not speaking to Sonny at all. I like that she hasn't, you know.
She's focused, yeah.
Yeah, because she and Sonny, they don't ever really say very much, you know.
No, they just talk about why they shouldn't have a relationship or should have a relationship. Everyone's tired of it. But yeah, I mean, this would just shatter Sasha, I think.
Yeah.
And kind of mess up the guardianship.
A little bit, yeah. I don't know if they anticipated something like that.
Does it fall to Gladys next? Because that would be a mess.
Yeah, that would test Gladys's character a bit, wouldn't it?
Would you let me be your guardian?
Oh, geez. Well,
I think
you know,
it's probably a good idea.
I don't think he could do a worse job than I am. So yeah, I say why not.
Or could we be each other's guardians and see what happens? I am no longer making my own decisions. I have to call Shelby, and you'd have to do the same. Oops,
that
I said your name.
Keisha.
I have to call Keisha. Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't that be funny though, to just totally give up your
relinquish
all your and be like, I'm probably going to make the wrong decision here, so I better.
Well, I wonder how much time we'd spend just going through each other's wardrobes. Saying, nope, not anymore. Not on my watch.
That might be a good starting point. But that's probably the sort of superficial. I don't know.
Yeah, well. You know, we don't have much else going on, do we? I have to say, like, my last...
We can't. Haircut... It'd be hard. You can't undo past stuff. So it'll just be moving forward.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of stuff I would just stop you from doing, though, I think.
Like cutting my own hair. I think that, I think I did a tremendously bad job. There's, like, a very short bunch of hair at the back of my head. And then the sides are long.
Well, that can look good. That can be like that sort of asymmetrical, like, you know, bob yeah, kind of thing going
maybe.
On.
Maybe, but I've noticed that people who know me, who've
act
seen
like
me
you
out,
meant it.
They people have been very kind to me lately. Like they think, you know, they need to be gentle.
Well, work it then. Work it.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I should do something else, like shave off an eyebrow.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, man.
You think then they would stay away altogether?
Yeah, that's, yeah. You don't know how they grow back. They might be like a caterpillar or something.
maybe. Let's see. Speaking of caterpillars, we had the scene with Michael and your boy Dex.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. So Dex got warned away from Joss by both Sonny and Michael in the same day.
Yes, which
so
is
of
no
course
surprise,
there's
going to
be a massive love affair there.
Yeah, yep. And Dex is going to be, who knows what sort of trouble that's going to get him into.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I kind of actually felt a little sympathy for Michael during that. Like, just when he was explaining how, you know, that he felt like he was lying to Joss already and that that would, and he didn't like doing that to her. And so, I don't know. I felt a little sympathy for him. And then Dex was kind of, it was interesting. He was sort of upfront about, you know, he's starting to like Sonny and, you know, why he admitted that to Michael, I don't know. That's kind of a stupid
move.
But,
I guess he felt like if he didn't say that, maybe it would sort of come out, you know, later. I don't know. It seemed like he thought being honest there was going to get him more than just, you know, pretending he didn't like Sonny, you know.
Another interesting moment, shifting gears to the youngsters, the other youngsters, back at the pool with Trina and Rory. And everyone was chatting about classes, and she had the sudden moment where she felt awkward and didn't want to make him feel bad about not being college material.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I have vague memories of being that way back when I was that age.
Yeah.
Like being aware of who went to college and who didn't go to college. And I mean, now it's like, I can't even tell you if it crosses my mind or not, like never, like I don't. But I know people that still like, that's one of their first questions. Like, oh, where did you go to school? And what, you know, and it's like, huh? I would I just would never ask that.
Yeah. Well, and it's especially sort of glaring because they're all in college and that's like, all they're going to talk about, you know, what else is there to talk about?
Yeah. But like when you were that age, were you like, oh, I wouldn't hang out with people that didn't go to college or that went to, you know, trade schools or something? Like, were you snotty like that?
No. But I have to say, like, everybody went to college pretty much. You know, I don't think I knew anybody my age who didn't go to college.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the majority for me. But some people, I mean, there was even the division of like who was going away to, you know, ritzy rich schools and who was going to stay home and work and go to, you know, state schools or whatever.
Yeah, which makes a lot more sense now, really, doesn't it? Than going
But I mean, I was snotty back then. I was kind of like very aware of that sort of, you know, now it's like, God. Maybe I should have had a clue and gone to a college where I could have learned something useful.
I wish I had.
Yeah, I wish one of us had. All right, I had a great time. But I felt for Trina in that moment, you know, just that awareness.
And I don't know who it's more awkward for, her or Rory, you know.
Well, he seemed to handle it very well.
Yeah, he definitely handled it very well. It's not like this is going to go away, though, you know, if
right,
we're going to all hang out together.
Yeah, like that sort of like you're blue collar and
Well, but, you know, he's got an admirable job, so there's nothing that they can look down on, you know, and not that they are, I don't think, you know.
No, but But it's just a difference between, well, I don't know if there's, they're not, I don't know what PCU is considered as far as status wise. Is that an Ivy League?
I don't know if it's quite Ivy League, but they act like it's a very good school,
I'll have
right?
to look it up. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I thought it was interesting, and I thought it was I don't know what game he's playing there, wanting to talk about Spencer, or she was, I guess, wanting to talk about Spencer, but
Yeah, that was a little
she
bit.
doth protest too much, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, poor
Maybe he
Rory.
feels like just like letting her talk about it will keep it from being this like, forbidden,
Yeah, I
secret
just
love
feel
or
like
something, but
Rory and Cam are going to be sitting in a bar crying in their beers pretty soon.
yeah, well they could be good buddies 'cause they're both very decent guys.
They are decent guys, but it's too bad the decent guys are going to get left behind, and it's sort of the classic storyline. While Joss goes off with a potential killer mobster two-faced but intriguing young man.
Intriguing. Listen to you, slut.
Well, I don't like him like that, like him. I don't like him like him. But he's just a little mysterious still, and he's creepy. He's still creepy to me.
Yeah, he does seem like there's still parts of him that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
That has some very dark secrets.
Yeah, so the element of danger there.
But
And I mean,
now,
Spencer's just a like bad boy, spoiled bad boy. He's not dangerous. But
I don't think he's dangerous at this point. No.
anyway,
Not
who does who
yeah.
will Cam find that who will Cam and
Yeah,
Rory
Cam deserves
find
a
that
lovely
night?
young woman.
He really does. Maybe just somebody outside of that circle. I don't know who it would be.
Getting away from that group for a little bit to this is just a we don't have to dwell on this, but Curtis is seeming like just a whiny little bitch right now, isn't he?
Yeah, because it's all sort of stupid. I mean, it's not his fault they wrote those lines for him, but they're just stressing this totally empty storyline with the divorce papers, and
Which can be
I don't know.
remedied. I mean, we all know that can
It's
be
already even
remedied.
been, yeah, it's totally been remedied, and I just don't like how they manufactured the whole thing. And Stella, who was supposed to be this, pillar of truthfulness, and suddenly they got her like, I can't tell Curtis, and just ridiculous.
And
Ridiculous.
knowing that that's going to move Jordan right into the crosshairs,
Yeah. And I really don't see the Jordan Curtis, like, there's been no chemistry between them if there ever was.
No, there really hasn't been.
So I don't
No.
see how that drives them together, the fact that they're
Mm-mm.
still married
No.
on paper.
Yeah, and meanwhile, he's got like Selena Wu taking over his club. It seems like if he's going to
Yeah,
be
he should be paying attention to that.
So I don't know. It just seems like we don't need any more of that storyline,
No, like who?
unless they want to turn him into just like a wuss. I mean, he used to be such a like a cool, interesting guy, right?
Yeah, and he could have still been cool running the club and trying to fight off the Selenas, so there's still potential for that to get interesting with her. I don't know what how he'll outmaneuver her. He
Yeah,
doesn't seem bright enough to outmaneuver her at the
he's gonna
moment.
need some help, I think, from Sonny.
Yeah, and then we'll have to figure out why Marshall hates Sonny so much. Like what happened there? I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows.
Well,
No.
anyway, did we cover all the interesting parts? Kind
I
of, maybe, sort
guess
of.
so. Yeah, we're just like we're
We know
missing
what
like
the hooks are for.
yes. And apparently it's just been the one hook so far that's been the
I
weapon.
guess so. Were they going to go back and count or something, or?
Well, they should probably.
If it's not Ryan, who are our other potential? Like, it could be one of our other scuzz bags. Like, it could be that Mason. Yeah. Although, why? Like, what his incentive to go after?
Yeah.
Like, he was implicated with Ava because right. Ava overheard, or they right. thought Ava overheard something there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Brando, there's no.
Yeah, Brando doesn't have any enemies. There,
I don't think. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to think what other. Schmaltz? Felty?
Felty. Yeah, we need an update on Felty, right?
What's happening with Felty, yeah.
You can't just name a character with a good name Felty, like that and yeah. just have him be on a couple episodes.
Yeah. Maybe it's well, our new bad guy character will be the high society woman from Jacksonville, Florida, but she just got introduced, so she can't be up there wielding a hook at the same time.
No. I wonder how they're gonna, you know, bring that story back to Port Charles.
Yeah. Well, will it just be like Carly sort of truly finding herself or something? Or I don't know. What I fear is somehow it'll be Carly feeling like, I know who I am now, and now I'm safe. I can go ahead and be with Drew, my one true love. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that's right. Gag.
And now Drew's got Sam's blessing to, you know, ugh, go ahead and boink her. Friend.
Yeah.
Yucko.
I know. God, he's such a dick.
Yeah, there's not much there that's appealing. Like, there was potential, I think, early on when he first got there of like, okay, so he's nothing like the former Drew, original Drew, but I don't know if we could have. But they just never really gave him anything to do.
No, and they gave him too many words. I think if they had just been silent, you know, then we could have imagined that he was like the old Drew, you know.
Yeah.
But every time he speaks, you realize he's just this dink.
Yeah, and that was sort of the icing on the cake. The scene with Scout was like, all right.
It was just like, did they really think that got him any points as a dad to the viewer?
I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking there. Like, I was just glaring the way they were both ignoring their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little thing. She was kind of a cute little girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Now she's going to be traumatized.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of any other scenes that were worth mentioning. I'm hoping Brando pulls through, I guess. I said I wanted them to kill somebody off, but I guess not him. I'd like to see their storyline a little more. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Let's hope he carries on.
I like that he and Sonny have a nice relationship where Sonny has no expectations of him, you know, to be a gangster for him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still completely loyal to him.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. We don't know who the bad guy is. Do you want to venture any guesses? I said Ryan.
I know that seems a little
I call
bit...
Ryan.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking, I don't know how, but I'm thinking Dex because it seems like Joss would have caught up with him if he had just been sort of walking away in a straight line, you know, but somehow he disappeared and she didn't find him. So
Our other bad guy is Victor. Would Victor have any call to attack Brando? Like,
well,
Ava, but
only if he wanted to like distract Sonny, I guess. I don't know. That doesn't seem like that.
I mean, it could be just a total random person.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to tie it into somebody we know. So anyway, it's kind of a good little whodunit going on.
Yeah.
Who will be the next victim? Who will be the bad guy?
Victim number three, right?
Oh, that could be interesting. Yep. Yep.
The people we would like to see get hooked.
Also, Selena is evil.
Oh, she is evil.
Would Selena have any reason to do that to anybody?
Yeah, that seems like it seems like a weird thing that somebody would order another person to do, right?
You mean you think Selena would not do it herself, but she'd order somebody to do it?
No, I mean like whoever's doing it is the one behind it, and I don't think she would do it herself. I think it would have to be someone who's a little bit unhinged, right? I think. Like a solo serial killer kind of person.
Yeah,
Scary.
I don't know, but kind of fun, a little bit fun.
Yeah, it does add a level of interest, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, danger. I'm worried about Christina now being in danger,
Oh
but
yeah. Yeah, well, now that Dex has been assigned to keep an eye on Joss,
yeah.
that's not good. But
Yeah, that's going to develop. We know it. We just know it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've wrapped things up. I don't have any. I didn't look anything up this time because I feel like I was sort of beaten down from my contributions last time, which were really quite entertaining.
Don't know. We didn't get any positive feedback.
Did we get any negative feedback?
No,
No.
but yeah, I don't know,
So
Gia. I mean, once in a while your little
my
asides
asides,
are
yeah.
refreshing, I guess, or mildly interesting, but
Okay.
I just
All
think the
right.
iced tea one went on a little too long.
Well, you interrupted a lot.
All right. Maybe when your birthday rolls around, I'll let you talk for like 20 minutes about
Oh my
iced
God,
tea.
that's like almost a year from now, but okay.
You can prepare your speech.
How about for your birthday? That's coming right
No,
up.
I don't need anything. Thanks. No presents.
Okay.
All
All right, well, let's
right,
hope
Gia.
for some entertaining episodes and we'll chat about
Yeah.
them in a few days.
Okay, Gia, you have a good night.
Okay, you too. Thanks for listening,
Okay.
everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.